Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Did you catch it on a hook? No, I caught Vinette. Results. Vinette Group. They've gone up from number 72 last week. Number 14. Oh, no, they shot right at the charts. And straight into this week's number 20. At number 14, it's Vinet Group. So Vinet is established as an industry leader in its award-winning proprietary suite of solutions. Our offerings encompass telemetry, connectivity, payment solutions, inventory, management, ERP software, platforms, energy. In fact, I got an email from these from Investor Meet. And I thought, oh, okay. So it's always good to have a look at that. And I don't find time to listen to a long time, but I always like the presentations, and the presentation is quite good. So it explains where they're at, essentially. So you've got unattended retail division, 40,000, which is they do machines and software, hardware and software. Now, I quite like this because Journeo has done very well at the moment, it's consolidated, but Journeo is in that space where it does hardware and software. And I quite like this because you get a nice chunk of money up front for the hardware and you get recurring. So, you know, I often think whenever you see a company that does well, thinking, and you see another company come along with a similar business model, oh, okay. Especially if you missed the initial rise on the first company. So what they do is these unattended retail. So anything to do with, you see here, these payment machines, you know, contactless, any sort of unattended, I think they call retail division, where, you know, vending machines on any, anyway, train stations, bus stops, you name it, forecourts, anywhere. I don't know why I'm trying to name locations, but you know what a vending machine is. And also got the beverage metrics, the 10,000, the hospitality division. So essentially, whenever, you know, everything's hooked up to internet things these days, but these are helping. I think this is quite a clever play, maybe, on hospitality coming back to life, because they're in this sector, but they've got recurring revenue. And so not as, you know, exposed to it, but they are, you know, going to do better if hospitality is better. So anything that people sell, it's analysed completely. So they can look at a pub, they can tell exactly which pints are selling the most, which got the most margin. One selling less, maybe more profitable, and so maybe push that one. So they can break it down into all these sort of dashboards. But so they came out with results. 15, that's all the Taylor tape, by the way. So they are share price, 116. Target price, 210. That's 81% upside. So a market cap of 34 million, enterprise by 35, so a little bit more debt than cash. So you can see not a lot of difference there. Revenue 15, operating profit at 1.6, debt 3, operating cash flow 4.5, free cash flow 2.2, 0.65 dividend. They said we just reinstate the dividend, which is always quite a nice sign because you don't pay dividends. You pay dividends, obviously, from excess profits. So unless the company's in excess profits, you shouldn't be paying a dividend. So that's quite a nice thing to see here. So you can see from the half year to the full year, the change in the scores. Okay. So 8% there, operating profit of 61%, net profit 94%. So the value here is, it seems to be just coming into a recovery place. So the value is, you know, EBITDA is good. Where's the PE there? PE is 43, but it's from 100, minus 100 there. So it's improving. Health, they've got net debt of 1.5. But they do say, about looking at the figures here, it's worth looking at because this seems to me like a recovery play. And what I quite liked about this, I did look into CEO and all that stuff because, you know, I was like, CEO has a pretty skin in the game. CEO or chairman has about 17% skin in the game. So a nice chunk. Let's pump this up. So top line, it's not double digits, right? But it's revenue recurring is 85%. Gross margin improved. Profit tax, yeah, they're just a little bit, not huge. Proposed final dividend, normalized profit to cash conversion, 104%. Net debt has gone down. We looked at that just now from 3.3 to 1. So they've halved the net debt. And yet year-end cash has gone up from 70 grand to 1.8. I did look to see if they're going to place it, and they haven't. So not only is they paid down debt, they're paying a dividend, and the cash has gone up. So I thought, okay, it's very interesting. It's very interesting. This is James Dixon, the chairman and interim CEO. He owns about 79.9%. And I'm thinking maybe a good play for the hospitality sector. Rather than be exposed to a pub or whatever they are in hospitality, this is maybe a good play because they are in different lots of the forecourt stuff, by the way. They also have when you go along to these car wash machines, you can pay with a card. They're in a lot of those. They own a lot of those things. The vacuum cleaners, the whatever, whenever it's unattended. So let's scroll down. So we see there, gross margin is 70%, 68, operating at 6.9, return capital 3.3. It is an uptrend, and going forward, you see this there is double digit growth they're expecting, 12% pretty much. Margins are going to be improving. EBITDA from 25 to 30, from operating the thing from 7 to 14, doubling operating margin. Again, doubling pre-tax margin, 11%. So again, it looks good here. And going forward, I've got like a 40% upside here with a nice little dividend. Let's just go quick look at the chart. There's a Vinet Group in Nasdaq as well. So as you can see, so it's had a nice rally down from here. It's gone from 73. It's almost doubled pretty much. It's come down, but back up. So may need a bit of consolidation going forward here. But I think we say, if you look back, it's come from like 160. And it's obviously suffered in the hospitality downturn a little bit. COVID dash cash crashed down here. So if you see recovering hospitality, this may be a good play on that. Maybe. Who can say? But I think just the figures were a nice improvement from last year. Like I said, debt cut in half, pay a dividend, and cash levels gone up. CEO skin the game. It is a little bit liquid, I think. What's the volume of it? Average daily volume 34 million. Of course, that will rise as if it improves. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, last of the night, last of the evening, Vionet. Margins are rookie low, but forecast EPS makes it look interesting. One for the watch list, says Alex. Mark V. Looks interesting, one for the watch list, says Mark V. Brian, watched one for the watch list when breakout and chart, says Alan. Watch Investor Meet. Looks interesting, Brian says. Yes. Yeah. No, I think it is. I do like the fact it is in that software as a service and hardware, recurring revenue. So I assume those margins get better. And if hospitality, and I think hospitality tends to get better, low interest rates come down, people have more disposable income, go out, spend stuff. And so I think, if anything, this will be a nice benefactor of that, but they're not completely exposed, to that. In fact, they already say, it was quite interesting, actually, if you are in a hospitality company, they already say hospitality is improving. Pubs shutting down getting less worse, as they already say that, which is they would know actually. So if you have a stock, in a hospitality area, and you want to know if hospitality is getting worse or better, monitor this stock because of course they have all the data on these sort of areas. Thank you very much, and speaky next a weeky.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.